Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me on tonight's episode of the Bible Study Series. Tonight, I'm going to bring forward how to pray for other Christians. We're going to learn that, as well as talk about how can a person keep away from the evil system of things. So we're going to, I'm going to be bringing that forward to you tonight. But, you know, before I do, let's pray. Father God, we come before you this evening and giving you the honor and the glory. Thank you, Father, for your guidance as I share your gospel, that it be your ways we seek and apply to our daily lives. Bless those who are taking the time out to listen, and although it's a start in doing what it is you ask, please continue to allow me to share your gospel with those tonight, and in hopes to that it leads one to knowing you and to growing closer to you and in their hearts tonight. And every moment there is to come. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. So, how to pray for other Christians. Number one, we want to be thankful for their faith and changed lives. And we're going to look at that in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 3. So, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray, you know, when we pray for you. And then, number two, ask God to help them know what he wants them to do. And let's look at 9. Let's look at verse 9. Says that we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So understand, you know, how we're learning how to pray for other Christians. And number three, ask God to give them deep spiritual understanding. And that was also in verse 9 as well. And it's what I just read. Let's see. Colossians 1 and verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And number 4. How to pray for other Christians. Ask God to help them live for him. And we're going to find that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. And it says, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. And number 5. Ask God to give them more knowledge of himself. And you can also repeat verse chapter 1, verse 10. You can also repeat that. And then 6, ask God to give them strength for endurance. And we can see that in chapter 1, verse 11. 11 reads, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully. And that's also, you know, ask God to fill them with joy, strength, and thankfulness. And you can also go back, and that's in chapter 1 and verses 11. So how many people in your life could be touched, you know, if you prayed in this way? So remember, number one, be thankful for their faith and changed lives. And you can find that. We read that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 3. 2, ask God to help them know what he wants them to do. And that's chapter 1, verse 9. Ask God to give them deep spiritual understanding. Chapter 1, verse 9 as well. Ask God to help them live for him. Chapter 1, verse 10, and 5, ask God to give them more knowledge of himself. Chapter 1, verse 10, ask God to give them strength for endurance. Chapter 1, verse 11, and ask God to fill them with joy, strength, and thankfulness. That's also chapter 1, verse 11. So, let's see. Let's see. Now we are going to learn. I was trying to see if I could find a more in-depth reading on it. Because sometimes I like that. I like to go more in-depth. What this Paul says. That it was in Paul's day frequently. I am the writer and the reader is Paul. Let's see. So, let's learn, how can a person keep away from the evil system of things? So, how can one, number one, people must always be more important than products. And number two, keep away from pride in your own programs, plans, and successes. And number three, remember that God's will and word must never be compromised. And number four, people must always be considered above the making of money. And number five, do what is right, no matter what the cost. That's one that we need to really apply. Do what is right, because it's so hard for a lot of people to do what's right. But it's, you know, do what is right, no matter what the cost is, no matter what it is, do what is right. And number six, be involved in businesses that provide worthwhile products or services, not just things that feed, you know, the world's desires. And that's a lot that I see. I see a lot of business, you know, out here now, you know, when they doing their products or services, they include, you know, given a portion of this to a cause that involves, you know, the homeless, or a cause feeding the children, or, you know, something other than just, you know, the world's desires. But they're also including, you know, servicing another person, servicing, you know, people. So that's on how can a person keep away from the evil system of things. But with saying that, I want to jump back to how to pray for other Christians, because I want to ask that question. How many people in your life could be touched if you prayed in the way that that I explained to you in Colossians? You know, how you think they will be touched, other Christians would be touched? Do you think your prayers, you know, your prayers would reach them? How do you think they would be touched? I personally think they would be touched. I really do. I think it would be touched, and it would show that, you know, that your prayers have reached them. So it would be beneficial to a lot of people, you know, in our lives, you know, if we prayed in this way. It would be helpful, you know. If we pray, you know, if we ask God to help them live for him, you know, how many Christians have we actually prayed for, or even another individual have we prayed, and in our prayers, have we asked God to help them live for him? How many people, when you pray, how many people have you prayed for and asked God, you know, and asked him, you know, to ask God to help them live for him? How many have you included that in your prayer? And, you know, how many have asked God to give them more knowledge of himself? Because some of us need that. A lot of people have a lot of knowledge, but a lot of people also are just talking, you know, having their own words instead of the knowledge of him. They're having their own say. They're putting their own words. They're, you know, making it about themselves instead of rather rather than, you know, having more knowledge of him so that they can be able to teach others what God's word says versus what they say. So how many of us can put that in our prayers, as well as ask God to help them know what he wants them to do? How many of us put that in our prayers? How many? When you are praying at night, do you ask God to ask them, you know, do you ask God to help them know what he wants them to do? Do you, when you're praying, how many of you ask that question from him? You know, when you're praying for another Christian, ask God to help them know what he wants them to do, not what they want to do, but ask God to help them know what he wants them to do. That means mama, daddy, sister, cousin, brother, uncle, what it is that God wants them to do. How many of us put that question, or when we're praying or praying for someone, ask God that question when we're praying for them? You know, this is something that we could all take in heed to. And, you know, how many of us ask to give them deep spiritual understanding? How many of us do that? You know, these are questions that when we pray, we need to include these questions when we're praying for someone. Ask God, you know, to help us or to help them, as well as to give us strength. Ask God to give them strength for endurance. You know, we need that, to give us that strength. Ask God to fill them with joy, strength, and thankfulness. You know, a lot of us, when we're praying, we're leaving that out. You know, we're not asking, you know, to fill them with joy and to give them strength, you know, because this world is changing every single day. It's changing, and people are going through things that, you know, they need God's strength. They need God to give them that strength to endure what it is that they're going through. So as well as being, you know, be thankful, you know. At times when it's hard and you're going through what you're going through, you lack even wanting, you know, pray to God and, you know, be, ask God to give, you know, allow us to be thankful. We don't look at it like that. We're in the moment, and we want God to just deliver us and to just take us out of that moment. But we have to be thankful, you know, be thankful and to give us that strength. So when you are praying, just remember how we could pray for our other brothers, you know, sisters in Christ, how we can pray for them and what we should ask God, how we can ask God to help them in those areas, especially, you know, all of them are very good, but, you know, especially when it comes to knowledge of him, because we don't want to, you know, mislead people when we're sharing his word or sharing the gospel. We want to get as much knowledge of him so that we could be able to teach others and to give others, you know, the gospel, the truth, you know, not something that's coming from our own mouths, but, you know, give us knowledge of him. Because a lot of people don't want to hear about God because they have the wrong picture, the wrong idea about him. So a lot of them don't want to discuss God or, you know, be involved or read the Bible because they see the bad, they see, you know, the bad, but, they need to know the real knowledge of him. You know, ask God to give them more knowledge of himself. And this isn't just for just any old body. This is, you know, how to pray for other Christians, other brothers and sisters in Christ. So, we want to learn that. And it's in Colossians, the first chapter of Colossians, verses 3, verse 9, verse 10, and 11. So we can read that whole chapter of Colossians, and it will teach us how we can pray for other brothers and sisters in Christ. So that is going to, I know it's only 14 minutes, it's not a full 30 minutes, but that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Bible study series. And I hope that you will join me again on the next episode of the Bible study series, which I will try to bring at least one episode a week, even if it's just 10 minutes, I'm going to try to do one episode a week. So I want to say, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Amen. Have a blessed night.